Episode 4 of the Peacock Podcast. Welcome in, Rich Behan, Trevor Clifton here with you. As always, two very special guests coming up soon, as we'll call this our unofficial preseason basketball podcast here on Episode 4. We'll have Rachel Cool and Daryl Banks III from women's and men's basketball coming up in just a bit. But Trevor, hello. How are you doing on this fine Thursday afternoon?
No small talk. Let's get right into it. Women's soccer finishes their season at 3-13. They finished the season on a two-game winning streak, defeating Canisius 2-0 on Saturday, October 23rd, and then defeating Siena 1-0 on Wednesday, October 27th. Senior midfielder Stephanie Radakovic scored all three goals for the Peacocks. And she was named MAC Offensive Player of the Week last week. Congratulations, Stephanie. It was the first time the Peacocks have been on a winning streak since 2019, when they won the first three games of that season. And they honored nine seniors on Wednesday. Skylar Owen, Jessica Auville, Maya Daniels, Devonna Gill, Fatu Ducore, Amber Whitley, Kinley Bruns, Brooke Bucci, and Stephanie Radakovic.
I was just trying to be nice and ask you how you're doing, but you're all business today, so that's fine. That's fine with me. Volleyball team is next. They currently sit at 1-23 on the year. Alanis Alvarado, again, a key piece for this team. We keep mentioning her on these podcasts. She's ninth in the conference in kills with 191. Wildelise Soto has also been tremendous this year. She's seventh in the conference in assists with 484. Alwyn Pila, a good server for this team as well, but she's ninth in the conference in digs with 242. They still have six matches left this season. A couple of them are at home, so make sure you get out to the Run Baby Run Arena inside the Yannatelli Center for those remaining matches.
Men's soccer team sits at 6-8-1, coming off a loss to Manhattan. Senior midfielder Jamie Davis is still first in the conference in assists with 10, and he's still tied for second in career assists at St. Peter's. He has 22 total, and he trails only Lee Nicola, who graduated in 1992, who had 29 during his career. The Peacocks currently sit fourth in the conference standings, which would earn them a home playoff game as it stands against Fairfield. Still two matches left to go in the season. They're at Iona this Saturday with a 1 o'clock kickoff, and then they're at home against Quinnipiac for Senior Day on Wednesday, November 3rd at 2 p.m.
The swimming and diving teams have been a bit idle as of late, but they'll next get into the pool on November 6th at St. Francis. Men's golf, senior Jimmy Apostolico finished top five at the Nassau Invitational. He posted a score of 6 over in the course of 2 days. It was the first top five finish of his career. And the team is going to wrap up the fall season on Monday, the 1st of November, at Montclair County Country Club, as they compete in the Metropolitan Championship in West Orange, New Jersey.
This weekend, cross country is competing at the MAC Championships. It's actually this Saturday, October 30th, at the ESPN Wide World Sports Complex in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. Make sure to check out that on our page, stbeathletics.com.
They also just named their All-MAC academic team as in total. There was eight Peacock athletes that made that list. As for men's basketball, they opened the season unofficially on Monday, November 1st, with an exhibition against NJCU at the Run Baby Run Arena. Tip-off is at 7 p.m., so make sure you get here for that, and you can be one of the first. If you haven't come to any other athletic events for volleyball yet, you could be one of the first to see the newly renovated arena.
Peacock tip-off is also that day.
Yeah.
At 12 p.m. in the quad.
So if you're a
Peacock
student,
pregame
make sure,
tip
yes,
off.
The Peacock
have a
pregame.
Live DJ, have some
giveaways as well.
Giveaways, some food, all kinds of stuff there. So make sure to check that out in the quad, 12 o'clock to 1 p.m. on Monday, November 1st. Women's basketball opens the season on Wednesday, November 3rd, with an exhibition also against NJCU in the Battle of the Boulevard. That Run Baby Run Arena tip off is also at 7 p.m. So if you can't make the men's basketball game, make sure to come check out the women's basketball game. Also of note, they're going to honor the NIT team who beat Duke at halftime of the men's basketball game, the Run Baby Run team. who the arena is dedicated for. That will be at halftime of the men's basketball exhibition against NJCU. So if you want to come out and see them, maybe meet a few of them, come to the game.
Rachel Cool coming up after this break, and then a little bit down the road, Darryl Banks III will preview the men's basketball season here on the Peacock Podcast. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Back here on the Peacock Podcast, Rich Behan, Trevor Clifton with you as always, joined by our first guest of two today. It is Rachel Cool from the women's basketball team. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay.
How are you, Rachel?
I'm good.
I was going to leave you that buffer because I knew you were going to say something. All right. Well, this is going to be kind of our basketball episode today, our basketball preseason episode, at least.
Exciting times here in Jersey City.
It is. It is, and I was going to get there, but you decided to cut me off instead. But yes, exciting times, not only for from a facility standpoint, from a fan standpoint, from a really everything standpoint. I think everything is really trending up for both of these programs. And I think the one question we wanted to start with you was, obviously there's going to be a difference between last year and this year, just because one, not only are you back home inside your regular gymnasium, there's going to be fans in here. So what do you think the difference is going to be from last year to this year?
For us, it was a little weird last year with no fans, obviously. It was very difficult last year, having to practice in a high school gym, and then having to travel to other arenas and play, not knowing who you're going to play. So this year, it's going to be more of a set schedule. Fans are involved. So it's going to be a great atmosphere, and we're really excited to be playing in a beautiful new gymnasium right over here in Jersey City.
Yeah, you know, got a nice view from our...
I was going to say,
brought up the other side of the bleachers today. Get that run through going before we got the exhibitions next week. Yep. Men's on Monday, women's on Wednesday. It's NJCU. Rachel, what role do you think you're going to play in the team this year? I know you came in last year as a freshman. Now you're a sophomore, a couple people left. What's your expectations of your role?
My expectations for myself, just to work hard every day, put my best foot forward every single day, whether it be in practice, whether it be in a game, whether coach needs me for 3 minutes or he needs me for 30, I'm going to be there to put my best foot forward all the time. I came in here as a shooter, so coach is going to look for me to shoot the ball, score some points, but also play defense and stop people on the other end of the ball. So we're looking forward to that. So
I was going to say, the few times we've been at practice, and of course we get to watch you guys from a different view up here, it does seem like you're a shooter. So for people that don't know, or didn't get to see you play, kind of, I know you just kind of brought us through it, but take us a little bit deeper. Like, what is, so when you're on the court, is a three your first look? You're trying to do some other things? What's the...
She's got handles too.
She does. Yeah. But again, we've seen that. The people haven't.
I think my teammate's first look for me is a three. I'll shoot the three if the three is open for me. But also, if a defender knows that I'm a shooter and they're going to defend me on the three-point line, are they going to jump when they come out at me? Because then I could just blow by them. So I could do a little bit of both, but definitely shooting the three, that's what I'm known for. So,
professional answer right there. Sounds like she's done this before. Four newcomers this year, two transfers, two freshmen. How is the team integrated with the newcomers?
Great. I mean, a lot of new faces up in here. So kind of getting together, especially having like the preseason in the summer, getting in here July 2nd, as opposed to last year when we were here late August, we were able to create more bonds and relationships on and off the court before actually starting a season. So having the newcomers here, we've really bonded well, and we're able to like tell what each other does on the court and then be able to bond off the court as well.
I was going to say, it seems like, again, we know, but we'll take the fans listening through it. It seems like you guys have an interesting bond, just because there's a lot of personalities on this team, it seems like.
Yes.
So take us through some of those personalities and how they kind of mesh together.
So we have some people that are more like serious people, but then we have the goofy people, and then we have the people that are always smiling. We have the people that have more of like a serious face on all the time. So I think honestly, all of our personalities just come together, like, because we're all such different people, like we all bring a different side of us like every day. So I think that has kind of bonded us more together because we're not all the same. We're all different. So being able to meet different people and stuff like that, it's pretty cool.
Expectations for this season? I know you went to the championship game of the MAC tournament last year. You think that's the goal to get back, or is it to win it this year?
The goal is to obviously win it every year. The goal was to win it last year. Unfortunately, we came up just a little bit short, but this year we're definitely looking to win it. Our expectations, obviously, seeing like the preseason poll and everything, how they ranked us at 8. That kind of motivated us just a little bit more because we got to basically the number 2 spot last year, being in the championship and just falling short to Marist. But this year, having people rank us at number 8, we're like, but we can get there again. We got there last year, so we know we can get there again. So I think that kind of motivates us, just people kind of doubting us once again and us just having to prove them wrong again.
When that came out, we were surprised. We were very surprised.
All of us were surprised.
So you kind of alluded to it there, but I was going to ask you, when you saw that, do you take it and use it as motivation? Do you take it? Obviously, when you first saw it, you were like, wait, what is this? It's like, do you take it as a little bit of anger? Do you take what angle do you take it from?
So actually, we all were sitting in the cafeteria having dinner together when the preseason poll came out. It was right after practice. The preseason show award came on. So we were all just like, looking on Twitter, waiting and waiting and waiting for it to come out. We were like, oh yeah, we'll be top 3, we'll be top 5, something around there. And then we saw we were at 8, and everyone was just like, how? Like, how could we be ranked like this? But then everyone was like, but we're just going to show them again that them putting us so much lower is just going to make us do that much better. So I think everyone on this team, Coach Mitchell says it a lot, everyone takes on the character of their head coach. He says that a lot. So he uses that as motivation as well, a little bit of anger inside of him as well. But I think we all take after that coming from him. We all want to prove everyone else wrong, that they have us at a wrong ranking. So
I love it.
Love it.
I love it. Also, by the way, shameless plug, if you check out the Mic'd Up series on Twitter that we're doing with women's basketball and hopefully some other sports as well. I know Coach Mitchell was really into it that day.
Yes.
We have Kendrea coming up too. That'll be out in the coming days. So trying to start a little bit of a series there and give you a little look inside of practice and what it's like to be a coach and an athlete inside the MAC.
Yep.
All right. Good time to get down to the fun stuff, huh?
Okay. Oh, God. All right, we can. I didn't know if you had anything else.
Rachel did a good job. I think summed it all up. Got everything we needed from that aspect. Don't want to give away too much as
we
want to see it on the court in the coming weeks and months.
Well, I guess you got the Trevor stamp of approval now, so I guess we have to move on.
Right.
So we will move on to the fun stuff. All right. We like to do just, we try to bring fans into what it's like I said, to be a student athlete inside the MAC, but we also like to take it inside the clubhouse a little bit. So we have a few questions that we try and get some information about your team from. So we'll start with who's the best team comedian?
Team comedian.
There's a lot of
funny people on our team.
That's a good answer.
I would probably say Imani Felix, Westside.
Yeah. What, give us some, like, we know, but it's like, how is she funny?
Just everything Imani does, just like, I don't know, like, she has just like some different type of personality. It's just like, you can't help but laugh when like you see her, like no matter what she does. There was one practice, her socks like came up really high and she wore them to practice, like knee high socks, like a soccer player. So that's a little bit of Imani for you. But yeah, I mean, she's a good laugh every time you're around her. So,
well, that was like the other day when we were filming the Kendrea Mic'd Up. She just turns to Trevor and she's like, yo, I want to start dancing. Put the camera on me.
See? Oh, her dance moves too. Yep. There you go. Imani has the best dance moves on the team.
Wow. Rachel's dance
little bit of sarcasm in there.
Yeah, we should have left it in.
Just mentioned you're a sharpshooter.
Do you have any like go-to celebrations after you make three? Do you do the mellow, hit the head? Do you scrape the floor, the bow and arrow? Yeah. Come on.
Honestly, I haven't really like celebrated that much. Like it depends on like how the game is going. If it's like a go ahead three and like we're in like a really tight game, then like maybe you'll see a little bit of something. But I don't have like a go to anything.
No. Okay.
You gotta get something. You gotta get a trademark.
Yeah, I know. I gotta get something.
Because now that there's fans,
I gotta think of something. Yeah. Right.
We can brainstorm.
Maybe you and Imani start dancing in the
court.
Little Curry shimmy.
Oh, I like that. All right. So who, when you guys are having like. I know you mentioned before that you ate in the calf, but if you guys were having like a team dinner at somebody's house, who is like the one person that you absolutely need in the kitchen to cook? And who's the one person that you're like locking the door from? Like they have no talent in the kitchen whatsoever.
When it comes to cooking, can it be like cooking and baking?
Sure.
Okay. So like cooking and baking, I would say like Gia and Sky. Sky actually is a really good baker, but I know that Gia can cook too. So I would say Gia and Sky need to be in the kitchen. But who needs to be locked out? I would say Nikki.
Okay. Why? Yeah.
I don't know if she's really cooked, to be honest. We talk about it because we're roommates right. And we have the apartment and stuff. And we're like, oh, yeah, we'll cook. And then she's like... I don't know if I could do it, Rachel. I don't know. So I think I would have to lock Nikki out.
Okay. All right. You should go through like a trial and error phase.
Yeah, I might have to.
You should just be like...
The building might burn down.
I was going to say, yeah. Just let us know.
So I got you.
You know, if something happens...
So you can get out. Yeah.
So we'll get out.
If I were to hand you $1 million right now, what was the first thing you're going to buy?
Ooh. $1 million. First thing I'd buy. Sneakers.
You said you weren't a sneakerhead.
But I am. But like I just don't have the money for it. So like okay. If I had the $1 million, yeah.
What pair? Or what brand right now?
Oh, Jordan 1s.
Jordan 1s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rock with it.
Mine would be like a car. Like a really
Oh, a Tesla too. Tesla. Oh, I want a Tesla, yeah.
See, I'm going like this might be like really bad, but I'm going like full blown Rolls Royce.
I'm probably going to the store and just buying $1 million worth of cold cuts.
All right, one last question and then we'll get you out of here. Take us through like a game day routine
like personally.
Sure.
Okay, so normally we would have like earlier walkthroughs. So I'd probably get up in the morning, eat some breakfast, get ready for walkthrough. Come to walk through, just go through a bunch of like scout and stuff on like whoever we're playing. After walk through, probably take like a quick shower, probably have class or something now that we're in person. So I would have some classes depending on if we're home or away. Yeah. And then I would probably get something like a little bit smaller to eat. And then we would have a pregame meal before the game. And then we would all just like hang out in the locker room, listen to some music, kind of talk it through, have talks with coach and stuff like that before the game. Then we're warming up and it's game time. I don't really do anything special on like a game day routine.
I was going
to
say, do you have any superstitions? Nothing like that?
Not really, to be honest. Okay.
That's great. I had so many in high school.
Oh, here we go. Here's the walk down. I won't get into it.
I always had some. I'm surprised you don't have any. But that's good.
Yeah.
It's good you don't have to think about it.
Maybe like the same shoes, because like I have a couple different like shoes.
Yeah.
Like if I do well, like I'll wear the same shoes.
Okay. Be honest with me. Did you wear a shooting sleeve?
For hoops? No.
What else would you wear a shooting sleeve for?
Hunting.
All right. I'm getting Rachel out of here. Rachel's like, get me the heck out of here. All right. Rachel, cool. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Women's basketball back in action on Wednesday, November 3rd, exhibition against NJCU here at the newly renovated Run Baby Run Arena inside the Anatelli Center. Make sure to come check it out. And if you see us, make sure to say
opener.
Hi.
Season opener, Tuesday, November 9th at Rutgers.
Yes.
Big one.
There you go. All right, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Bye. Back here on the Peacock Podcast, Rich Behan, Trevor Clifton here with our second and final guest of the afternoon, and he comes from men's basketball. It is Daryl Banks III. Daryl, thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course.
Welcome to the show. We'll help having fun today.
Well, we had fun. We had a good time with Rachel. She gave some really good answers, and of course, we wanted to get women's and men's basketball here in on this podcast as kind of like a season preview type thing. And of course, we'll have you guys back on, you know, of course, as the season goes on. But I think what we wanted to start with, and we started with Rachel with this too, is that it's going to be a much different season coming from last year to this year. Not only because you'll be back in your own building, because there'll be fans in the stands too. So what does that mean to you and your teammates to for both of those things, really, to have fans back and to be back home here?
Well, yeah, so having fans is a huge dynamic for us, yeah. Especially for my freshman year. Like, as the season was going along, the fans was coming in and coming in more. Right. And we took our pride is our home court. Yeah. So our coach always preaches like that we don't lose at home. And for, like, a good amount, I think we went on a good streak, a crazy streak of wins in a row at home. So, yeah, so having fans is a huge dynamic for us. You know, it gets us going during the games, and that's a huge advantage to have throughout the course of the season. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to everybody coming back and being at home, finally get to practice in our own gym. Yeah. Going to NJCU was a bit of a task, but, you know, being home is way better.
What are your thoughts on the new arena? Obviously, we had a nice view of it up here.
Yeah, it's the arena's looking amazing. I honestly like it a lot. I like the different lighting, the different seats. You know, it just looks more alive than what it did before.
For sure.
Definitely. And so now, obviously, you're more of an elder statesman of the group now. Yeah. So as you've kind of moved through the ranks, how has your role kind of changed, and what role do you expect to kind of take on this year and maybe mentoring the younger players or kind of just stepping up and being the guy?
Yeah, I have to be more of a leader this year. Coach has been preaching at me being more vocal. So with a lot of new guys, we have a lot of new freshmen, a lot of new transfers, so I just have to be more vocal. That's what coach has been preaching for me, to be more vocal and be more of a leader. So yeah, I feel like that's my role, just, you know, leading by example as well.
Preseason All-MAC second team, does that mean anything to you, or is it just like
Another accolade under the belt for you?
Nah, not at all. I mean, yeah, I'm grateful for it, of course. But, you know, it's still preseason. You know, got to go out and perform during the season and do what I have to do. But, yeah, I'm thankful for it, though.
Well, so now as we move on, you mentioned before those newcomers. There's a lot of them. I think there's about 7 or 8 between the freshmen and the transfers. Mm-hmm. So how has it been kind of acclimating them to the program, getting them in and kind of catching them up to speed on a Coach Shaheen Holloway run program?
Yeah, you know, it's just getting everybody to buy in. You know, it's a new adjustment coming in to play college basketball or to play for Shaheen Holloway. So just getting everybody on the same page, you know, staying locked in throughout the year, and just really just, you know, teaching them how things go, how they should act, and, you know, yeah, that's all it is, really. But it's been going along pretty well. Everybody's getting to it and, you know, catching up with everything that's going on.
Going back to preseason stuff, you guys were picked 2nd in the MAC preseason polls, pretty high, only behind Iona, who obviously won the MAC tournament last year, went to the NCAA tournament. Do you guys look at that kind of stuff?
Us being at 2, you know, coming in my freshman year, we were a lower rank in the conference, you know, so we were kind of like the underdogs. But now being at 2, there's like a bullseye on their back. So coach is preaching to us that every game is going to be a big game. Everyone's looking to knock us off.
For sure.
So, you know, we just have to lock in and just be ready for every game, take every game, each game at a time.
Is there any game on the schedule that you've like circled on your calendar? Like, I know you got to go to VCU, which is obviously an A-10 school. It's a big game. You got maybe the Iona game here or away. There's a couple of Providence, I believe, you play.
Yeah. Yeah, so all of our,
non-conference
games, those are big ones for us. We want to make sure that we get as many of those possible that we can. Another game that's circled, probably Iona. We didn't get to play them last year, so I'm looking forward to playing Iona this year.
I'm sure the
Run Baby Run Arena will be packed for that one.
Yeah.
I think it's January, I want to say January 30th.
Okay.
Let me double check that before people start scrambling to buy their tickets.
Yeah, that's going to be a good matchup while he looks that up. You mentioned before, obviously, being the preseason number two and having a bullseye on your back. For you guys, though, what are your expectations coming into this year?
Our expectations, you know, we want to win. So we're going to do whatever it takes to win. We want to be cutting down the nets and marching, going dancing. So we're preparing every day, getting better every day, preparing for that goal at the end.
Friday, January 7th at 7 p.m. Here.
Lying to the folks. How does that make you feel, man?
Friday night game. I was off by a week, but, you know, I'm sure it's nice to be packed for that one.
Friday Night Lights. Love to
see it. I'll mark it on my calendar, too.
Well, I think we'll be here. All right, let's get to some of the fun stuff. We got all that other stuff out of the way, so let's get to some of the fun stuff and try and delve into behind the scenes of St. Peter's men's basketball. All right, so the first thing I'm going to ask you is, who is the team comedian?
Ooh, there's a lot. Team comedian, though? I would say it would be the duo of Juju and Marty.
Okay.
They're pretty funny together. You know, they went to high school together, too. So I would say that them two together is really funny. They always have the locker room laughing.
Okay.
Do you have a specific routine you go through on game day? Any superstitions?
Ooh, superstitions. I wouldn't say no superstitions exactly. I just try to get over a little bit early, get my shots up, come down. But I don't have no specific superstitions, I would say. Just casual, just come, get shots up before, listen to my music, and that's it.
For sure.
All right, give me a coach impression. Tell me who it is.
Coach impression. Yeah, let me think about this one. We could do Shaw. He likes to say, what does he like to say? He likes to say, how you handle things off the court is how things are going to go on the court. So if you mess around off the court, you're not going to play good on the court. And that's something he always says to us, so it's pretty funny.
I like that. Life lessons.
We got the voice, too.
Yeah.
I like it.
Something he always says to us.
If I were to hand you $1 million right now, what's the first thing you're buying?
Oof. First thing I'm buying? I'll probably just buy, like, some shoes initially first.
What kind?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably some really expensive shoes. Probably some Yeezys, to be honest.
Yeah.
Some type of Yeezy shoe.
You and Rachel could go shopping together because she said shoes too.
She said shoes too.
I said like a Rolls Royce or something. I'm going for like 100%.
That's a big one. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking like that. Nah, I'll probably just buy some shoes because I wouldn't want to make a huge purchase initially.
See, he's smarter than I am.
Yeah.
I like that.
The shoes are probably
going to go farther than you. He's going to go farther. That's right. That's right. He is. All right. A few more. So if you guys are having like a team dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like 100% need in the kitchen to cook? And then who's the person that like you need to get out? Like they can't cook to save their life.
The twins I'm choosing to cook. For
really?
Sure.
Okay.
The twins are really good cooks. To get out the kitchen, Casey.
Why?
Choosing Casey to get out the kitchen. Casey tends to turn things on and forget that they're on.
Oh,
say that. So
that's not good.
Yeah, that's a disaster waiting to happen. So I'll have the twins cook, Casey get out the kitchen.
I might have to let anybody who's in Casey's building know that. All hours of the day, they might have to evacuate.
Oh, no. Casey, beast on the court, terrible in the kitchen.
Now we know. Now the fans know.
Now the fans know. All right, we'll get you out of here on one last one. Do you have anything?
I don't have anything else. That's all the questions I had.
All right, anything else you want to tell the fans? You want to... tell them to come on out, support the team,
I actually
anything.
Do you have any go-to celebrations on the court?
That's a good one, yeah.
Go-to celebrations.
Hit a three,
get
a dunk.
I feel like if I hit a three, you'll usually see me doing something back at our bench.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just throwing up a three or something, just getting excited with the bench. That's something I usually do almost every time. So it's nothing specific, just some three or some type of gesture.
All right. Sure, we'll see a lot of those this season.
Men's basketball kicks it off unofficially, we'll say, Monday, November 1st, exhibition against NJCU at Run Baby Run Arena inside the Anatelli Center. Make sure to come on out, get your tickets to come inside and see this beautifully renovated arena. Daryl Banks III, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you. Thank you.
And appreciate it. We hope to have you back soon.
November 9th, regular season kicks off at VCU.
There you go.
Down in Richmond. Mm. Exciting.
Season 1, Episode 4 in the books. Thank you so much for listening and joining in with us. For Trevor Clifton, I'm Rich Behan. We will talk to you next time here on the Peacock Podcast.